I'm good. How are you? Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I think that I was your winner pick. So
it's okay.
Very sorry to be talking to you right now.
I just lost you. Yeah, I know. I was so sad and like, oh, I know. I don't know if it's like, because you got screwed a little bit with this twist. I mean, it's a fair twist. I'm not complaining about it.
The twist was great. I know. Like, of course I'm out, but the fan in me loved the twist so much.
It was good. It was good.
It was really brilliant. And the fact that, first of all, I've heard since then that they do this twist in some of the foreign versions, South African or something maybe. How did none of us on the beach ever bring that up? Like, why did nobody say, oh my gosh?
Anyway, I didn't think of it never either, came up. To be honest. Yeah.
No, you saw after we were paired up, we were still talking about which person we were voting out. So
yes, that's what I was going to say, Chrissy, because I was trying to like decipher the pair situation. I'm like, well, Joe and Tiffany weren't working together and Christian and Jonathan. So like, what was the logic there when everyone was
we had
up?
No idea. Oh, when we were pairing up, literally, I think, okay. So the reason I was with Coach is I was just standing there and he just went like this and looked at me. Like he was like pointing at me. So I was like, okay, Coach was my best friend out there. So obviously I was going to go with him. What really happened actually when the pairs got set is that Aubrey and Emily were together. And then all the pairs were done. Rizzo and Rick were together. And Aubrey and Emily said, we don't know what's going to happen today, but we feel like if there's any physical challenge, this is very unfair for it just to be the two of us. So then Rick and Rizzo decided to split up. And then Rick went with Aubrey and Rizzo went with Emily. Great on them, because if that hadn't happened, me and Coach would not be voted out of this game. So I think that, you know, Stephanie and Ozzy, they just like each other and I don't know.
They're like, we're going to win.
I do know that Jonathan told me that he specifically asked Christian to be in his group because he wanted to build bridges with other alliances. Which I thought was an amazing move.
Those middle
certainly
people.
certainly was great for Christian last night, but that was like really, I felt like very good. Jonathan's playing an amazing game. So
Talk to me about the Devon's fake idol play. How much did that factor in? Who changed their votes, if anyone, or no?
So, okay. First of all, I don't know. Coach and I went into tribal council feeling safe. We felt like the vote was Aubrey and Devon's. I personally didn't want to vote out Aubrey and Devon's just because I really liked them both. And I thought they were just fun to play with, especially Rick. Like, I think he's just really interesting and creative and cool. And Aubrey and I were getting along well. So if it were up to me, obviously I would have voted out Rizzo with Emily being collateral damage there. But we really thought it was going to be them. Then Rick plays this thing, which was so brilliant. Of course, I was sitting right next to Emily and she's going, that's not real. That's not real. That's so dumb. That's not real. That's not real. The whole time she just kept saying that. It was really a shock that Stephanie and Joe flipped.
Yeah.
It was a shock that they flipped. Apparently, Stephanie looked at Coach and mouthed the words, use your shot in the dark, which is why Coach used his shot in the dark. Yeah. So
you couldn't use yours, right? That was confusing to people.
I don't know. I think like in retrospect, I wish I did. And I wish then we had a 2-6 shot at getting the safe one. I think that I could have used my shot in the dark. But again, like I just didn't think it was going to be me and Coach. I thought in my mind, what I was thinking is obviously that there weren't a lot of people that were available to vote for just because of the idol situation. So they could have tried to vote for somebody with an idol. Obviously I did. Rizzo had an idol. I didn't think he'd play it. But I really just did not think that the Alliance would vote out two loyal members this early in the game. It just seemed a little early to make that move. So that is the thing that surprised me.
It also seemed like Suri had a lot of sway because, it looked like Rizzo and Ozzy were going the other way and she brought it back.
Hands down, I believe that like right now, she and Jonathan are playing the best game. Yes. And so this is why I say, I don't know who would have gone home if Rick hadn't played that awesome move. Because for all I know, and you know, you see an edit, but it's an edit, right? I don't know how much did Suri had she turned everyone before Tribal, except for Stephanie and Joe? Like, had she, you know, had she turned enough people before Tribal to vote for me and Coach? Maybe. Alternatively, Ozzy did say, and she did think at some point, you know, maybe it's not the right time. Like, it will be the right time at some point, but not the right time yet. And maybe it became the right time when Rick played that. But, you know, who knows?
Hindsight's 2020. You could do a zillion different iterations of this. But do you think, had you not been tied to Coach, because obviously after the last vote, everyone was like a little over Coach. You guys all had to calm him down a little bit. Do you think that didn't help the situation? Like, you, if you were tied with someone else, it might have been okay for you?
Again, I'm just going to say, like, I just don't know. Because also I was the one who was throwing Rizzo's name out there. Coach wasn't doing that. That was me. So, you know, we could probably ask Coach the same question. Like, if you weren't tied to Chrissy and she hadn't thrown Rizzo's name out there, do you think you'd still be there? You know, Coach and I have talked about, you know, whose fault was it? And we both really, I mean, we're like, no, we both are responsible for our own demise. There was a lot of great game playing that was being had out there. So it was a fun season. Great season.
It is. It's fun. Talk to me about Rizzo. Like, you guys just never were on the same page. Like, what was it about him?
I think that one of the reasons we just got off on the wrong foot, it was like the first day of the merge. Maybe it was the second day of the merge. Rizzo was really sick. He had played two back-to-back seasons with only like 9 days in between. Like, his body was just like in really bad shape. And he was laying in the shelter, just very sick. And there were a lot of us who were almost like came out of gameplay, right, to just really like help. Like, he's a kid. He's like 25 years old, right? And I remember like laying next to him and just trying to talk to him and other people. Also, we were sort of taking turns trying to like take care of Rizzo. After he had a chance to see the doctor, he never said thank you to anyone. And I remember that, like, that was sort of like my first introduction to Rizzo. Of then he just started with like, the F word was like every other word out of his mouth and talking about himself as, you know, the man, the myth, the legend and all this stuff. And it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way that I just kind of thought, like, all these people just spent literally almost an entire day taking care of you. Like, the least you could do is just say, hey guys, thanks for, you know, thanks. That didn't happen. And then the first conversation that I had with him after that, he sits me down and he's like, do you trust me? I was like, Rizzo, I've known you for 5 minutes. Like, we just got off on the wrong foot.
Yeah.
You know,
It happens.
You know, I hadn't seen a season. I heard about the idol thing somehow. I don't even know how I heard about that, but I don't know. It's fine. It's fine. There's 24 different personalities out there for a reason. You know, Rizzo don't really like me. I didn't really get a lot, whatever. It's okay.
Okay. What did you think though, when you saw this sort of, cause you were in that alliance with that big alliance, but like then Coach had his four horsemen. You weren't involved with that. Like, what did you think of that watching it? Or were you involved?
I knew about that. No. Oh. I knew about that when on the island. Coach literally told me that he invited Rizzo to be the fourth horseman after. Like, Coach told me all of that. Okay. So Coach was my best friend. I think I was his best friend. He would announce every single day that I was his number one. I was like, Coach, you have to stop saying that. So I think that this was Coach's way of going out and trying to keep people from getting wobbly, like keep people, like whenever you form an alliance name, it's like another thing that keeps people close or tied together. Like, I didn't need that with him because we were already just we were each other's ride or dies, I think. So like, I didn't need a nickname. I knew about the four horsemen. I thought it was so dumb.
I know you're in and off social media, and I know it's hard because these people can be really cruel. And you kind of like went through some stuff, I feel like, on your first season as well, a little bit. But like, how did the experience differ? Was it harder this time around? Easier? Like, what has it been like for you?
Yeah. So the experience itself was amazing this time. Like, I know I didn't go as far, but I feel like I really connected with a lot of people out there. Okay. I know that coach had to tell me that I talked too much on my first tribe. And it is like totally fine if my first tribe didn't like me that much.
You course record, corrected.
I did. But really, actually, I didn't course correct. Really, oh. I just got a different tribe. So now I just had people who fair. Actually like, you know, were fine. And they're like, yeah, you know, we totally vibe with Chrissy. Yeah, it's totally fine. But I came out of this game really feeling like I was cared for in the game. Like there were like every day somebody would come over and like hug me because they, you know, what, like it was, we cared for each other. There really was a lot of joy and celebration in this game, which I didn't have the first time. However, the first time making it to, you know, final three was like way better. So yes. Yeah, you know, it is a little bittersweet being early on the jury. So,
but you don't regret going, Chrissy, right? Like I feel like you had a good time.
I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for the entire experience. I'm so grateful that I got to go out there the first time, that I got to go out there the second time. I'm still pinching myself that this is even a part of my life experience. It's all good. It's all good. On May 21st, though, I'm going to really like sleep for a long time because it's a lot.
As you should. I do want to ask because, you know, people love to talk about free gaming, even though we all know this happens. Anything you want to clear up or say? I mean, people say this Zoom Alliance is a thing. Was that a thing? Did it impact your game? Did it?
It's so funny. I had actually heard about the Zoom Alliance before I went out to play. Mm-hmm. There was a comment that all of the old school players had Zoomed. I don't actually believe it was a thing because I do know that Jenna Lewis said no one reached out to her. And I highly doubt that Suri was involved in any Zoom Alliance. I can't imagine that happening. Did the other five Zoom? Probably not. Did people talk on the phone? I'm sure they did. You know why? Because there's also like we could also talk about the Clock Tower Alliance or the people played on prior seasons together Alliance. We could talk about people who have been on vacation together Alliance. We could talk about like there's so many alliances that you could give a name to that in a way, if someone didn't reach out to at least one other person, like that's dumb because there is so much pre-gaming going on in the new era. Just like organically, like they just hang out together all the time. Like all of this, like online gaming stuff that they do that I almost think that pre-gaming was a little necessary. So I'll admit, like I called Genevieve before the game started. She and I and Jonathan were the only three people who had never played the game with another person. Right. So I remember calling her. We talked for at most 10 minutes. It was really more like a meet and greet, but I didn't want to get to the beach and feel like I had never met or talked to any of these people before when some of them had talked to 20 people.
Or have known each other for 20 years.
So I find it really kind of surprising, like that, for example, I'm just going to say Camilla. I love Camilla in real life. But she talked about the Zoom Alliance and, you know, this and that in the Zoom Alliance, which is so silly because she was the person who cried when Kyle got medivaced and she was never on his tribe, which goes to show that she had a very strong connection with Kyle. Obviously, we played the game together, right? You know, it's like it's so strange to me. P.S. I don't think the Zoom Alliance was a real thing, but also I think everybody pre-gamed because everybody pre-gamed.
Yeah, that's how it goes on these returning seasons. I know you got to go, Chrissy. Real quick, is your Survivor, you know, book done? Are we closing that chapter, or are you keeping it open?
My book is done, and my book is done because and I'm going to tell you though, it is literally not like, I'm not. Like my heart is so full. I am so grateful to have gotten to do this twice. That itch was scratched. I leave this experience with a grateful heart, and I'm happy to go back to my good life. And, you know, I had two great runs out there. So I feel very fulfilled by what I've done in this game. Okay. Yeah.
As you should, Chrissy. It was great getting to know you over the last year. And again, bummed my winner pick went home, but I think you played great. Listen, I wish we saw more of you.
Thank you. Oh, please. Me too. But it's totally okay. It's fine. And that twist was amazing.
Yeah, it was fun.